In this edition of WTIP's ongoing series, Moments in Time, we talked with Willard Nelson, whose grandfather, Charles Axel Nelson, a Swedish immigrant, first purchased a homestead site at the mouth of the Poplar River along Lake Superior in 1886. He and his wife Anna were also the founders of Lutzen Resort. Born in 1914, Willard grew up in Lutzen and has many memories from a childhood spent along Lake Superior. Willard told us about icebergs that occasionally appeared close to the shore.
Years ago, when I was a boy, Lake Superior froze over much more than what we're looking at out here now. And people are saying, you know, there's never been a winter like this and whatnot. Well, there were big icebergs out here. And icebergs were formed out by Isle Royal and places like that where there was enough opening that the winds got to it and it splashed this ice up against each other and they built up and gradually sunk. An iceberg, two-thirds of it is underwater and only one-third of it is on top because of its weight. So when these icebergs floated into the Lutzen area, where my old home is, these icebergs stuck to the bottom, hit the bottom when they come floating by with like a big northeast wind like there is today. You can see the stuff moving out there, so you know there's quite a wind. Well, it took that kind of a wind to drift them down the lakes. And when I was a boy, there was one that came and hit the bottom a couple of hundred yards from our shore. And I walked out on the ice with my sled and a neighbor kid. And we climbed up on the iceberg and got on our sleds and would shoot down out over the ice. And oh, that was big stuff.
Willard Nelson is now 99 years old and has many memories from his childhood along Lake Superior, from sledding on an iceberg in winter to a calm summer morning watching his father, Carl, and a relative rescue a moose swimming far out in Lake Superior.
One day, my father got up early in the morning to go pick his nets, and he looked out over Lake Superior and thought he saw a black object moving in the water at least a mile from shore, maybe more. But because the lake was calm that morning and this head of this moose was totally out of water, of course, as it swam, and he saw that, and he had a brother-in-law that was visiting and his wife. And my dad's looking out at this object moving in the water and said, I got to go out there and see that. He said, I think it's a moose. He said, but let's go out there and see what's going on. Well, obviously what had happened, the moose got underwater dark at night, and moose did not have good eyesights for distance, up close but not distance. And he got in the water and got far enough out so the curvature of the earth, he couldn't see where land was swimming. So my dad and his brother-in-law got out there, and there's this moose swimming around in a circle. And so my father decides that, my God, let's see if they couldn't get him to shore. But every time they moved in on him, he turned and swam the other way. And so there was no way to guide him. Well, my dad pulled the boat up alongside of him and had his brother-in-law reach down and get his arms around the neck of this moose and hold him in like that. And then my dad would steer it so the moose swam them to shore. But he used his oar as a rudder, and the moose, he couldn't stop doing that. He was just in that water and he was going to get out. But by steering in the moose toward the shore, he got him in there, and when the moose's feet hit the bottom, he was up and off and gone into the woods.
You've been listening to Moments in Time, an original series produced at WTIP, North Shore Community Radio in Grand Marais, Minnesota, and online at WTIP.org. It's about sharing stories and preserving memories from our region's past. Today's edition featured Lutzen area native Willard Nelson.